This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
I've done it before. Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Quiet. The Cubs win the World Series. Bryant makes the play. It's over. And the Cubs have finally won it all. 8-7-10.
And the fans went crazy, huh? Late night last night, little stoppage for rain for just a bit. Had it covered, and then they were able, you know, covered up the field, I should say. But what a game, Scott, huh? I mean, game seven? I don't know if you can ask for a better game than that.
Fantastic game. Ups and downs.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like every time the Cubs would get ahead, the Cleveland would come back. In the eighth inning, the Cubs were up 6-3, and the Indians came back. Guy gets a hit, and then they hit him in, and then the next guy comes up and he hits a home run. So, against Chapman too, who has been pretty unhittable.
Well, he's throwing 100 miles plus an hour. I mean, the guy's a flamethrower, and here they, you know, score three runs on him, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is just, a tough deal. And of course, whenever you see a situation like this where a closer, I mean, for me, as I mentioned, when I was growing up in Anaheim, sadly, there was a story where a closer couldn't close it and lost the game. He was never the same, and ended up committing suicide. So, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, the emotions of the game are just run so rampant here. And, you suddenly you're reminded, you want to think, okay, this is a kid's game, but you got men, you got adults playing this game. And wow, what a, you talk emotional roller coaster. I mean,
well, including for their fans. My friend Peter, my friend Peter Berg is a diehard Cubs fan. Has been so since he was a little kid. Oh, and man. I didn't even have the heart to text him in the eighth inning last night when they tied it up I'm sure he was sitting on his couch, borderline tears, thinking that everything was going to go wrong. But you know, you talked about Chapman being able to throw the ball hard. My dad always told me if a guy throws that hard, you just got to put the bat on the ball and you know, let the pitcher do all the work.
That's right.
And sure enough, that's what happened when Davis, when Davis hit the ball out in the bottom of the eighth inning. So
well, inside plate. I mean, the guy's throwing flamethrowers and he gets it inside the plate and the guy squares around, which is really difficult to do because usually when you're, somebody's throwing that hard, to be able to catch up with that ball is one thing, but to put it over left field, I mean, this is why a lot of guys, you shorten, like you say, you shorten up the swing and, just go off the speed of the pitcher and, you see some of these other guys and they, they're used to being in the batting cage and, firing it up and, taking full swings and stuff like that. But in a game like this, you got to shorten up your swing. And the guys did. It was amazing. Gosh, what a game. And you're sitting there as you're watching this. And you know going into it, one of the curses are going to be broken, So that's good news.
Well, and, the two curses, the Cubs definitely had the longer one.
Right.
1908. So, if you think about that, something like a TV was an unknown. 1908, a world war was never even heard of at that time. So, a lot of things weren't here last time the Cubs won the World Series. So,
and then Ben Zobrist, huh? Congratulations, gets the trophy, gets the car. Nice looking Camaro, by the way.
Yeah, MVP. Yeah.
What a beast. A beast of a car here.
Clutch game winning hit.
Yeah.
He had a really good series.
Said he wants to give everybody a ride. They're going, heck with a ride. Give me the car.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, fun was had by all. People are going to be dragging to work a little bit, especially on the East Coast. Late game You know, for Chicago, definitely worth it. I'm sure tough loss even still for Cleveland. But they got a great team, and, you know, we know they'll be back. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour right now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, that's what this mission is all about, to get this country back on track. 7 out of 10 of us agree that we are on the wrong track. And I say, hey, great observation. Now, the next step, once we get through this, is, you know, that's the first part of anything, you know, is admitting and being honest about it. And I guess we are, to say, hey, we're on the wrong track. The next discussion will be, what does the right track look like? So we got to keep hammering it out. This is why the First Amendment is so critical, and political correctness ought to be sent back exactly where it came from, because it doesn't help the cause. It only confuses things and makes everybody way too sensitive. But here we are in a time and season when we're dealing with probably the fieriest, I think, political season in my lifetime anyway, that's taking place. And hey, it's just all for a lot of fun, and thank God for baseball and, you know, things that can take us away from the seriousness of the season. But, hey, look, this is the final week of the final stretch before the official close and start and everything, all in one dramatic day next Tuesday. Election 2016, and we've got a GOP strategist out of Florida, Ed Pazzali, he is coming our way here in just a moment. Ed's been on with us before, and he has you know, unique insights about the GOP candidates. Being an insider himself, he helped manage the recount fight in 2000 to put George Bush in the White House. He was on the ground when Bush pioneered educational reforms that defeated the powerful teachers union and created a statewide system of charter schools and parochial school tuition aid. He was one of the most widely cited commentators on the fiercely contest in the 2014 Florida gubernatorial election, and he currently called the result in advance a close victory for Rick Scott. He is also the president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, and was the co-chair of the Jeb Bush for Governor. Also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in 2000 presidential recount litigation, as I mentioned earlier. Ed, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir? Thank you for coming on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me.
Well, boy, it's been a lot of fun here. You know, you and I have talked about this before, and it's all come down to the final week and the final leg of this contest. And, wow, you know, what can you say, right?
Big wow, right? A big
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's my expert analysis. Big wow. No, but yeah. Hey, this has been one unbelievable election cycle with a lot of curves, a lot of twists. But the good news for everybody is that it will be, hopefully it'll be over and final come Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is going to win. And I think at least in Florida, it's looking as if Donald Trump is going to sneak past Hillary Clinton.
Well, Hillary has not helped herself. I mean, the Democrats and she are upset about the way things have come down here recently. But this is all of her own doing, you know. This has all been self-inflicted. This may have been on a time release process. You know, the misrepresentations, the lies, if you want to call them, have been out there. And they're slowly but surely coming out. Some would say, thank you very much, Julian Assange.
Well, it's just not Julian Assange. The WikiLeaks put the WikiLeaks emails that you see. Notice no one on the Democratic side has denied their validity. They just usually carp about the fact on how they were stolen somehow. And I'm not a big fan of stolen emails, but it does provide Americans a glimpse of the Clinton circle. But more importantly, the FBI investigation over the emails has taken a very serious turn, and people and voters really need to put that in context about, do they want these controversies? I mean, the one thing that we do know about the Clintons is no matter what, the controversy follows them, and it's usually what you term self-inflicted.
Right.
And the most fatal of wounds is usually is those that are self-inflicted, and I think that's what we're seeing here in the emails.
Well, one of the things that I think people have been waiting for relevant to these emails is that who got them? I mean, they're saying, you know, it could be the Russians. Now the FBI is saying there could be as many as five bad players that have gotten hold of these emails. Now, I've said all along, if these emails are somehow connected to the deaths of Americans, and more specifically Benghazi, I don't know how she recovers.
Well, I don't know how she recovers if that's true, but think about what you just said. The very reason why our government policy, State Department, federal government is so protective of communication, whether it's whether it's top secret or confidential or, somehow some security. She was Secretary of State, and the communication that a Secretary of State has involves American assets around the world in both sources of information, secret military operations, other secrets, both commercial secrets of the United States government, and then other international-type secrets, and from a global positioning standpoint, if it is shown that the biggest fear that everybody had is once you take that outside of the government protection and you create a private server, that there's an intrusion by a federal government, you open yourself up to exposing the secrets of the United States and putting lives in jeopardy and putting our country in jeopardy. And for what? And what we found out, the reason is because, at least, from what we've been able to surmise, is that, the Clinton Foundation and Bill Clinton are out there like a toll booth taking money from foreign governments and corporations for their own benefit and for their foundation's benefit, and in kind of arm-in-arm lockstep with the Hillary Clinton-run State Department.
Exactly.
I mean, when does that stop? When does somebody raise their hand and say enough? That has nothing to do with Republican politics or Democratic politics or even presidential politics. This is about protecting Americans, and our government is simply not for sale.
Yeah. And Ed, the pathetic thing about this is you have somebody in a position like Hillary Clinton, as you say, Secretary of State, former First Lady, been around, government for over 30 years. I mean, for her to have, a mindset and an arrogant worldview, I don't know what else how to characterize it other than that, to think that she's above anything that this country has established, protocols, security measures, and that didn't matter. What mattered most was her own enterprise. And she put that above the people and above the interests of our country. And for her now to say, hey, look, I'm worthy to be president of the United States, I cannot connect those dots.
And for her to complain that in some way the FBI is interfering in the presidential race because of that, that is just the ultimate of hypocrisy. And I'm hoping come Tuesday that the American voters will see this and reject these corrupt policies. And honestly, if she gets elected, yeah, a presidency that will
Ed,
be
we gotta go to we gotta go to break. We'll pick it up after this. Ed Pizzoli is with us. Bill Martinez live.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Olé, 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 olé. Olé, 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 olé.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes!
Hey, I know it's early. We were up late, and the excitement continues. It's after all, we do have an election coming up next week. We're in the final stretch here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Ed Pizzuoli is with us, former co-chair of the Jeb Bush for Governor campaign and president of Tripp Scott Law Firm in Florida, a GOP insider. Well, Ed, you know, it seems that the wind is at the back of Donald Trump's campaign, but he still has a bit of an uphill battle, even though, as you mentioned earlier, he's taken the lead in Florida. There's some other battleground states that are critical. If Trump's going to win, he's got to, as they say, run the board here, doesn't he?
Well, he's got to get some movement in some real key states. The math of 270, that's the key number, 270 electoral votes. So that means basically what Romney received last time, on top of Florida and Ohio. Those are must wins. North Carolina is a must win. And then he needs, I would ask, you know, your listeners to look at Pennsylvania early in the evening to see how that's going, as well as Colorado later in the evening. And one other is maybe New Hampshire. So those are the three kind of turn states where I think he could turn one of those three states around from previously pretty hardcore Democrat the last several presidential elections. You know, but Bill, this is about momentum. And so the question is, will he get there? I don't know. We're going to have to see. You know, your listeners have to remember that at least in Florida and throughout several early vote states, somewhere between a third to 40% of the total vote in Florida will be cast
exactly
before Election Day. Mm-hmm. So a lot of votes that were cast don't have the benefit of kind of thinking through and analyzing some of this latest controversy
right
around these emails. And it's not all that controversial. I mean, it's straight up. I'm not so sure it doesn't eliminate Hillary Clinton as a viable option to be president. But they can't go back in Florida and change their vote.
Yeah, there's six states that they can, right?
Right. There's a handful mm-hmm. of – there's six. I think there are six states that they can. It's a cumbersome process, but
right,
you know, if someone is so moved, then they should go do it.
Right, but chances are, I mean, you know, like you say, if they're so moved, then so be it. Go for it with this information that has come out, because you know, basically, initially, it seemed like if you were for Hillary, it just kind of like was water off the back of a duck, and for Trump, it wasn't necessarily moving the needle here. But as more and more information comes out about the FBI, I mean, 650,000 emails here, and we're not talking just 30,000 that were, you know, questionably eliminated. This is a mass amount of emails, and for Comey, who, for all intent and purposes, did not want to get involved, has really had to take one for the team here, because he's got to come out in the, you know, with 11 days left and say, hey, I just want to give everybody a heads up here. We're taking another look at this because of new information that came down. And for Hillary and the team and Podesta to say, well, you know, show us what you got. Well, you know, welcome to the rule of law. There's due process here. And, you know, he's got to go through his due diligence. And the first part was to give everybody a heads up, right?
Yeah, and look, he didn't take one. I mean, look, as far as I'm concerned, Jim Comey did what he should do as a, you know, the head of the FBI.
Right.
And so, as difficult as it is, would you rather have had him push this off till after the election? And so that's the issue. And then secondarily, you know, I've had clients who've been involved one way or another with FBI investigations. You know, they run on their own time frame. They're going to do this by the book and review these things. I do know they're trying to get information out as quickly as possible, but the bottom line is that this is a huge cloud hanging over Hillary Clinton's head. That said, I want to talk about the politics of this. There's only so much impact that something like this can have, because there are a set of people who, no matter what, will vote for Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
And there are a set of people who, no matter what, will vote for Donald Trump. The question is, what impact does a substantial issue like this have on the voting public? So I think there are two things. One, is it clearly suppresses or suggests to soft, either soft Democrats or soft Hillary supporters, that maybe if they're busy on election day, they don't actually go out and vote. Mm-hmm. So there's a psychological piece of this that says, you know what, I'm really not going to make every effort to go out and vote now because I really don't like her. I may not mm-hmm. go out and vote for Trump, but I don't like her, and I'm not going to be motivated to go out. And mm-hmm. so that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is that there is a huge shot in the arm to Republicans and Trump voters who say, you know what, this is an energizing factor. Let me go make 5 more phone calls to my friends and family to get them out to vote.
Exactly.
And this is
mm-hmm.
a good reason. And so on that respect, you're seeing that in the enthusiasm numbers. You know, Trump voters are far more enthusiastic than Clinton voters mm-hmm. today.
And they have been all along, no doubt about it. I mean, you see the throngs that come out to his meetings and versus Hillary or even Keynes. We were at an event in Florida, and next door she was supposed to have an event. Only 8 people showed up, so yeah, the motorcade just kept on traveling by. They didn't even bother to stop.
Yeah, but you know, those are indicators, but those are not something you look to and from a statistical standpoint. Mm-hmm. And so while he has a hardcore set of people, I'm talking about people on the edges who said, you know,
yes.
I don't, for whatever reason, I don't really like Trump, but he is the best of what the choices I have, and I've got to go out and there's now a bunch more people in the never Hillary camp.
Right.
And those people will go out and vote, or whatever their motivation, will go out and vote for Donald Trump.
And what kind of impact does this have down ballot, Ed?
Well, I would think, like, for someone like a Marco Rubio and some of the tougher Senate races across the country, the biggest fear a month or two ago was that somehow the top of the ticket, Donald Trump, would be a drag on them, and that if Hillary Clinton, as an example, I saw an analysis a couple months ago that said that if Hillary Clinton can win Florida by 5 or more points, that she would basically create enough coattails for Patrick Murphy to defeat Marco Rubio in the Senate race. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's not happening today.
Right.
And so there is an impact on coattails if one of these cats were to win in a very big way in a particular state. They do help down ballot races. The other side of it is that the biting criticism that the Democrats have had in those Senate races. So, a particular Senate, like in a Rubio race, you know, the main issue that these two candidates debated, Murphy and Rubio, every time Murphy got a chance to speak, he tried to talk about Donald Trump, not Marco Rubio. He tried to talk about Donald Trump. In some way, that was a strategy that they used because their thought was that somehow that would be a drag on voters. But here's what's happening. The opposite is now happening, that Hillary brings her own set of baggage into those Senate races, and the baggage is pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, Ed, we're not even talking about the impact of Obamacare. You got people opening up envelopes, finding out their premiums are skyrocketing. You know, we hear Obamacare is in ICU. We just, anytime you hear Obamacare, you hear Code Blue, you know. It's in serious trouble.
Hey, Bill, but that's exactly the point. So now we're talking about these emails and the corruption and everything else, and we're not addressing the issues of the American people. And one of those is we have to, you know, get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something that works.
Well, not to mention the fact, as you say, as James Carville said many years ago, it's the economy, stupid. Main Street America has been living with the results of this languishing economy, though the president looks straight in the camera and says, oh, this is the best we've ever had.
So not only can't you have your doctor anymore, you have to pay 1.5 times that you usually would have paid otherwise.
Yes, exactly. Ed Pizzuoli has been with us, Florida GOP insider. Ed, thank you so much for all the insight. Good stuff here. 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call
Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone. Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates around this great country of ours, or even, for that matter, around the world, via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a real treat for you coming up here right now. Blanche Wiesencook is with us, and she has just completed her third installment of Eleanor Roosevelt. It's Volume 3, appropriately titled The War Years and After. We're going to cover the period 1939 to 1962. And in his final volume, as they call it, a definitive biography of America's greatest first lady, historians, politicians, critics, and readers everywhere have praised Blanche's biography of Eleanor Roosevelt as the essential portrait of a woman who towers over the 20th century. Her legacy continues to this day. And if you haven't read the first two volumes, this third one really ties everything up, and you cannot help but appreciate the impact that one Eleanor Roosevelt continues to shine through even into this 21st century. Blanche Wiesencook, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. That's just, we do. We need Eleanor Roosevelt. We need her vision.
Well, it was amazing. I mean, when you consider, here it is. When you first started to take a look at Eleanor Roosevelt's life, did you imagine that this was going to be a multiple volume set from the get-go?
No, I didn't. It's funny. I started in 1982 when I finished my Eisenhower book. Mm-hmm. Joe Lash, who was a friend, had not dealt with Lorena Hickok. I asked him why. He said because he hated her. And he said, why don't you do a biography of Eleanor Roosevelt. And I said, oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm a military historian. Mm. I do hard history. God has forgive me. And he and Joe took me up to Hyde Park, and he toured me through her papers. And I realized that there was a story there that he hadn't told. He was the good son. Anything Eleanor Roosevelt wanted to deal with publicly, he did. Anything she didn't, he didn't. She said, I don't care about power. And he wrote that. And I knew I had a story, but I thought I could finish it by her centennial in 1984. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd be done. But then I found new material. I served on the State Department Historical Advisory Committee, and I found on her, you know, this was because of my Eisenhower work, 100 with Bill Slaney, I found 198 boxes of Eleanor Roosevelt's on human rights.
Mm.
And that just changed the story, because Eleanor Roosevelt was this great crusader during the before the war years for justice, for civil rights, for human rights. And then after the war years, it really culminates in her international work for the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the United Nations, so that we would, she thought, have peace forever and human rights forever. And she understood very early on that we needed economic security for everybody in order to have peace. And she identified being the daughter of, you know, an alcoholic who died at the age of 34. Mm. Her mother died when she was 8. Her father died when she was 10. And Eleanor Roosevelt identified with people in want, in need, in trouble, people just like her own family. It wasn't about class. It was about need. Mm-hmm. And her goal was to make life better. And how do you do that? Through education for everybody, training for everybody, jobs for everybody. And that's her lifelong goal. And don't we need that now?
Right. Well, you know, as you said, it wasn't that so much that she was interested in power, but she was an influential figure. I would say, you know, probably one of the most, in some senses, underrated and underappreciated, because in some sense she was like under the radar. I mean, she just but towered in significance because of the influence that she had, and she was not afraid to go after these issues. I mean, she went head on into it and stayed focused. It wasn't like she derivated and, you know, was distracted by, I guess, an inner sense of mission. Is that fair to say?
I think that is fair to say. I mean, she didn't care about personal power. She never wanted to run for office. In fact, she said, I'd rather be chloroformed than run for office.
Right,
but she
right.
wanted movements to develop. She always talked about trooping for democracy. If you want something to happen, you need to organize movements to make it happen. And so there's the Youth Congress, and there's, you know, the civil rights movement.
Mm.
And she, you know, she told students in the late 1950s and 60s, to go south for freedom and to sit in and be part, to demonstrate, be part of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Bernie Sanders got everybody, millennials, all excited. Eleanor Roosevelt got people all excited throughout the 30s and 40s and 50s, using her column, using her radio program, using television to build movements.
You imagine the impact she could have had today with social media and the way the communication industry has developed. Boy, she'd even have greater impact, wouldn't she?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, shoulder to shoulder,
yeah.
everywhere, for justice. I mean, she said at one point, I can give you full employment and 100% literacy. How? One teacher, five students. And instead, we're closing public schools all over the country.
Mm.
And she said the happiest day of her life, she wrote this when she was in her middle 70s, she said the happiest day of her life was the day she made the first team at field hockey at Allenswood School.
Mm.
And that really was so important to me, because she cared about sports.
Yeah.
and she cared about music, and she was very competitive, but not for herself, for the team.
Exactly. Well, in Volume 3, you follow the arc of war and the evolution of a strained marriage. This was a very difficult situation for her and the president. I'm talking about specifically their marriage. It was quite the roller coaster ride, wasn't it?
It was. They had, you know, separate courts, separate hearts. I mean, Eleanor Roosevelt was a serial romantic, and we know that FDR was in love with other women, not as many as perhaps some of his successors, but the two other women in his life are in his life. And Eleanor Roosevelt treats Missy LeHand with respect and affection. She becomes close to Missy LeHand, who's really the junior wife. And one suspects Eleanor Roosevelt's just grateful that Missy LeHand is, you know, following, you know, is freeing her to be the public person, the conscience, the activist that she remains. So they're partners, but their,
kind of an,
their love
in,
is...
Yeah, an interesting consortium here. But I guess maybe in... You know, when you consider what needed to be done, everybody, I guess, had a role to play. And I'm not trying to, I mean, this had to just, you know, as you say, being a romantic, I mean, most romantics would think that, you know, there's some traditional values here and things that hold together. But, you know, she probably resigned herself along the way that, hey, this is what you get with FDR. And, you know, maybe, she, you know, these other issues were more important and, that's what needed to be focused on, whether it was, you know, economic security, the New Deal reforms, racial equality, and that sort of thing.
Right.
Well, right. Blanche, Blanche Wiesencook, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate the insight. Congratulations on the volumes, the three-part series of Eleanor Roosevelt and this new one, Volume 3, which is available at all the usual places and will be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Where do you want to tell our listeners to go if they'd like more information?
I'd like to tell them to go to the bookstores and get the book.
Yeah, by all means, get the book. You will definitely enjoy it. Great insight on the former First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. Blanche, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As a company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is a leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means. Live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, it is time for the movie guy, Steve Evans. He's given us an update on the big winners at the box office this past weekend and the coming attractions that are just around the corner that we just cannot wait for. We're on the edge of our seats to go in and spend our money, get a big box of popcorn, some Jujubes, and get ready to go. And look at Tyler Perry continues to head the list here, huh? What's going on?
Tyler Perry as Madea, a guy wearing a dress.
Yeah.
Has beaten both Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks at the box office for the
last
year.
What does that tell you? It's this gender confusion thing. It just is added to it, I think. I don't know, you know.
Well, here's a crazy story. This whole thing began as a joke in a Chris Rock routine. He was talking about Tyler Perry, something crazy like going to a Tyler Perry movie about Halloween. So he called up Tyler Perry and says, I'm going to use this joke. Is that okay? And Tyler says, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. And then he thought, you know what? Maybe that isn't a crazy idea. Maybe I will make a Halloween movie. Obviously, it was a great idea. It's made over $50 million so far, number one at the box office for the last 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows?
So what, Rock wants 15%,
maybe,
for the idea, huh?
Who knows? I don't know.
Hey, what are friends for?
What are friends for? Speaking of Tom Hanks, Inferno was number two last weekend. I saw the movie. It's a good, solid movie, but you have to hang in there for at least 30 minutes if you haven't read the book. And here's why I say that, because after 30 minutes, you kind of look around going, who are these people and what the heck is going on?
Right.
But if you hang in there, as the movie progresses, everything is revealed, and it's a good, solid story, well told, well acted. We have Felicity Jones and Tom Hanks, of course, in the title role. Now, I just think they've been to this well too many times, you know. I mean, The Da Vinci Code was a great film, and then we had Angels and Demons, and I think maybe this is one too many. But, hey, it's doing well overseas.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, this is not the only movie market in the world these days. You can have a flop in the U.S. and still make money offshore. And that's what's happening with Inferno.
Well, plus Tom Hanks, what can't he do? I mean, you know,
I love the guy. Yeah,
he could play an eraser and make an eraser seem exciting. He's unbelievable.
He is. Yeah, that's why I always show up for his films. He's always good. Jack Reacher, also a bit of a disappointment, but doing well overseas. That's the Tom Cruise movie. That was number three. The Accountant, number four, and Ouija: The Origin of Evil, rounding out the top five. I also saw a movie called Denial last weekend, which is a smaller film with Rachel Weisz and Tom Worthington about a Holocaust denier and a lawsuit over. And it's a terrific film to see. Smaller film. Check it out if you get a chance. But the big news, of course, is that the comic book film is coming back to the box office this weekend. Doctor Strange is opening up, and it's getting great reviews. 91% of the critics recommending this one. You ever check out this this comic book when you were a kid?
Doctor Strange? No. I wasn't much of a comic book person, to be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe that explains everything. I don't know.
But obviously a lot of people happen to be fans of these films because they think it's going to make in excess of $80 million this weekend.
Whoa, wow.
Here's the idea. From Marvel Studios comes Doctor Strange, the story of a world-famous neurosurgeon, Dr. Stephen Strange, played by Benedict Cumberbatch in the film. Mm-hmm. His life changes forever after this horrific car accident robs him of the use of his hands. Now, when traditional medicine fails him, he's forced to look for healing and for hope in an unlikely place, a mysterious enclave known as Kamar-Taj. I have no idea whether that pronunciation is correct. Something similar to that. He quickly learns that this is not just a center for healing, but also the front line of a battle against unseen dark forces that are bent on destroying our reality. So before long, Doctor Strange, armed with newly acquired magical powers, is forced to choose whether to return to his life of fortune and status as a doctor or leave it all behind to defend the world as the most powerful sorcerer in existence. What do you think he does there, huh? Do you think he goes back to being a physician? Or
does he go to the dark side here and finds out who his real father is? What happens?
He's supposedly defending the world. Thank goodness we have these people defending the world.
Exactly.
He, I believe, becomes the most powerful sorcerer in existence. Once again, great reviews. 91% of the critics are recommending this one. You have a great cast. Chiwetel Ejiofor is in this one, as well as Rachel McAdams and Benedict Wong. You might want to check that out this weekend. And Trolls, an animated film from DreamWorks, is also getting terrific reviews. It has a great cast. It's from the creators of Shrek. And DreamWorks Animation handles this, so you know it's going to be and look great. And they're saying it's a smart, funny, irreverent comedy about the search for happiness and just how far some people will go to get it. Now, here's the idea. After the Bergens invade a troll village, Poppy, who's played by Anna Kendrick, is the happiest troll ever born, and the curmudgeonly Branch, played by Justin Timberlake, set off on a journey to rescue her friends. Now, they say that this film transports audiences to this colorful and wondrous world populated by the overly optimistic trolls with a constant dance in their step and a song on their lips, and the comically pessimistic Bergens who are only happy when they have trolls in their stomachs. We have a great cast, Anna Kendrick, Gwen Stefani, James Corden, and Russell Brand in this film. 78% of the critics are recommending, and it's PG. So this might be one that the entire family can see.
Well, good. Okay.
Have you heard about Hacksaw Ridge?
Oh, my goodness, have I? Oh, Lordy. I've been waiting for this one. This is a powerful, powerful movie. And I think in history, interesting time, you got this Army medic, Desmond Doss. And it wasn't that long. I think eight or nine months previously, you had, Private Eddie Slovak, which was a movie a number of years back. And Slovak, of course, was he got the death sentence and was put in front of a firing squad for basically being MIA in a combat zone. Didn't want to carry a gun, but, wanted to help out and help the cause. And, so kind of interesting, a tale of two stories in a sense here. Slovak, and now you got Desmond Doss, who goes on to become this incredible hero. But for maybe a different scenario, he could have gone the way of Eddie Slovak.
Could be. That's why it's a very interesting story. Yeah. It also is interesting because it marks the return of Mel Gibson.
Yes.
The director's chair.
Yeah, and he's saying Hollywood should take him back and forgive him, huh?
Well, who knows? I mean, I think this is a terrific story, and it's very, very well done. We'll have to see how the other parts of this particular story play out. But Hacksaw Ridge, just for everybody who isn't familiar with this, is this true story, as Bill was saying, of Desmond Doss, played in the movie by Andrew Garfield, who in Okinawa, during the bloodiest battle of World War II, actually saved 75 men without firing or carrying a gun. Yeah. He was the only American soldier in World War II to fight on the front lines without a weapon. He got this special permission to do so. He believed that the war was justified. Killing was nevertheless wrong, so he became an Army medic, and he single-handedly evacuated the wounded from behind enemy lines, brave fire, while tending to soldiers, and he was actually wounded by a grenade and hit by snipers as well. First conscientious objector ever to earn the Congressional Medal of Honor. 90% recommending. They say the battle scenes are a lot like Saving Private Ryan, so it gets pretty rough.
Right.
You may have to look away in portions of it, but it's a
great
story.
Probably why the R rating, but
yeah.
Hey, welcome to war here, right?
It's a great story. Okay, we also have another terrific story. Hard to believe, but in this movie called Loving, Richard and Mildred Loving are an interracial couple, and they're actually sentenced to prison in Virginia back in 1958 for just getting married.
Wow.
This is a movie directed by Jeff Nichols, who did Midnight Special earlier in the year. It's a very
some people just say they got sentenced to prison just for getting married and not being in Virginia. But that's a whole other story. But I digress.
Well, whatever. This is about this couple who are played in the movie by Joel Edgerton and Ruth Negga, getting great reviews. They got married, then they spent the next 9 years fighting for the right to live as a family in their hometown. Their civil rights case, Loving versus Virginia, went all the way to the Supreme Court. In 1967, the Supreme Court reaffirmed the very foundation of the right to marry. Their story has become an inspiration to couples ever since. That's out there as well.
That's a great story. That's a terrific story. And, I'll tell you, and you look at that story today in the context of our current culture. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, hard to believe. You've heard me say, check out the trailer many times. Check out the trailer for a documentary called The Eagle Huntress. This is a terrific film that follows Ashelpan, who is a 13-year-old girl, as she trains to become the first female in 12 generations of her Cossack family to become an eagle hunter. This
wow.
is a beautiful movie shot over in Mongolia. If you are the father of a daughter, I think it's really a must-see, because it's about her father, who believes that a girl can do anything a guy can do, a boy can do, as long as she's determined. So he helps her become an eagle huntress. And it's astounding, because they grab these baby eagles out of the nest when they're very small. The eagle actually becomes a member of the family. They train the eagle to hunt. And hunt. These eagles can go out and grab a fox or whatever,
Wow.
And then they train them to become a part of the family and hunt for the family. And then after 7 years, they release them, because after 7 years, the eagles begin to breed. And so they release them back into the wild so they can go off and start their own eagle family. And it's just a beautiful movie to see. Shot over in Mongolia.
Yeah, you imagine the cinematography, Steve-O?
This
has just got to be gorgeous. Yeah?
Check out the trailer.
Yay.
So we have a lot of great things to see this weekend. What looks good for you?
Well, I'm still, I'm in the catch-up game. I'm on the West Coast now, so I can see some of these. But, of course, I got to go and see Hacksaw Ridge. I've been waiting for that story. Here it is. You've got the first conscientious objector to be awarded a Medal of Honor. And I've just been waiting for this one. I think this is a good one.
Well, we'll compare notes. I have my tickets already, so we'll
do
that.
Well, good fun. Well, where we're going to be at, and that's probably where you should be. Bring some popcorn. We'll see you at the Cineplex, because that's the way we roll around here, right, Steve-O?
Right.
Exactly. Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, giving us all the latest on what's happening at the box office. We don't think that Madea is going to go 3 weeks in a row, more odd things have happened than that, but chances are not very likely, but some good opportunity. We'll see you there at the box office this weekend. Thanks, Steve.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ProPure.